First reading is from Numbers 21, verses 4 through 9. A reading from Numbers. From Mount Har, the Israelites set out by way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. But the people became impatient on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent poisonous serpents amongst the people, and they bit the people. So many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We've sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it on a pole, and whenever the serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. The word of the Lord. This morning's psalm is Psalm 107, verses 1 to 3, and verses 17 to 22. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good, for God's mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord proclaim that God redeemed them from the hand of the foe, gathering them in from lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some were fools and took rebellious paths. Though their sins, they were afflicted. They loathed all manner of food and draw near to death's door. Then in their trouble, they cried to the Lord, and you delivered them from their distress. You sent forth your word and healed them and rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to you, Lord, for your steadfast love and your wonderful works for all people. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell you of your deeds with shouts of joy. The second reading is from Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 10. A reading from Ephesians. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved. And raises us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Jesus Christ, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it's a gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For what we are, what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. The word of the Lord.
Our gospel reading this morning is from John chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. The Holy Gospel, according to John. Jesus said, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." The Gospel of our Lord. We recently held our bi-monthly worship committee meeting at Zion. It was like most any committee meeting. We opened with a devotion and check-in. We discussed how the services were going in these pandemic times and what the Holy Week services would look like this year. With the doors of Zion still shuttered due to the pandemic, we were trying to come up with some creative ideas to keep us connected as we prepare to share in the emotion of Holy Week 2021. Lots of ideas were brought to the table or the computer screen. We were online, of course. And soon we had a vision of what these services might look like. We finished the agenda, and as the meeting was about to end, one of the members wondered if she could ask a question. But coming up with the words to make the question was difficult for her. After some thought and encouragement, she asked the group, "Why do we do what we do?" There was a moment of silence as we all pondered her question. You would think that there was an easy answer, but in a world where the church is often thought of as irrelevant or full of hypocrisy, why do we do what we do? In a world where the church is often thought of as an establishment, offering judgment instead of loving one's neighbor, why do we do what we do? In a world that is becoming increasingly secularized, why do we do what we do? After some thought, the committee began to respond. We do it because we are passionate. We do it because it makes us feel good. We do it because it is what we are called to do. Now, they were all wonderful answers, but as I listened, I felt more contemplation was needed. Maybe this wasn't an easy question to answer after all. Why are we passionate? Why does it make us feel good? I soon began to realize that to answer these questions, it probably would have made for an all-nighter, and we all needed our beauty sleep. So we ended the meeting. And that later that night, before I went to bed, I decided to read over the lessons for this week. And as I began to read them, an answer suddenly started to come to me. Our gospel reading from John today is one of the most well-known verses in Scripture. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life." God is love. And throughout history, we have been wholly and completely loved by God. It was love from God that saw the Israelites freed from the slavery of the Egyptians. It was the love from God that saw the gift of the law to Moses on Mount Sinai to be shared with the world. It was the love from God that saved the Israelites from the poisonous snakes in our Numbers reading today. It was the love from God that took on human flesh and form in that of a tiny babe lying in a manger, whose name was Jesus. And it was the love from God that led Jesus on his journey to the cross, transforming lives through his miracles and teachings, through his love, grace, and mercy. It was love from God that lifted up Jesus on the cross, not only to his death, but also to his resurrection and ascension into heaven. This is the ongoing and never-ending love of God in relationship with humankind. Our epistle reading from Ephesians this morning also speaks of our relationship with a God of love. We are human, and we live in a world where the passions of our flesh can devour us. Yes, Paul was probably talking about irresponsible sexual behavior or adultery, but passions of the flesh can also include putting our trust in and idolizing material objects instead of the one true God. It is using power and greed to better one's life instead of being generous in our time and in our talents. It is acting complicit to the events of the world around us because It doesn't affect us. Yes, we are imperfect. We are dead and disobedient. We are, after all, human. But through all of our imperfections and all of our mistakes, we are loved. You are loved. We find hope and trust in the words of Paul when he states, "But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, but a gift of God." These words of Scripture are the basic tenets of our Lutheran faith. This gift of grace and love from God is freely given. There is nothing we can do to deserve God's love. There are no good works or good deeds that we can do to earn God's favor and salvation in the world. God has taken care of our sins and provided for our future. We know where we are going. We know that there is a place for us in heaven, so that enables us to live in the present, in the here and now, giving us the opportunity and joy to make a difference in the world. We do this by feeding the hungry, by providing warmth and shelter to those who are homeless, by tending and praying for the sick and the grieving, by worshiping together to share the good news that God has given to us. This is why we do what we do. This is what gives us our passion and purpose. This is what gives us the courage and strength to continue on as this pandemic moves on into its second year. This is what gives us comfort when a loved one dies. This is the love of God. This is the grace of Jesus Christ. This is the light of Christ shining in the world through the darkness of our lives. That is why we do what we do. Let it be so. Amen. Our hymn of the day is "Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound," and it is from the ELW hymn number 779.